Well, this morning we're going to talk about the next holiday on the calendar. After Thanksgiving, we turn the corner and we start thinking Christmas. And in the Danish villages, that means Yule Fest is here. Lisa Steen Riggs joins us this morning from the Danish Windmill to visit a little bit about all the happenings in Elkhorn and Kimbolton this year with the 36th anniversary of Yule Fest. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Exciting time.
Yes, it is, and it's always a fun time. We really enjoy this festival. It's the opening of the Christmas season in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton. And every year we always think, how can we come up with something new? But we have, and it is our 36th anniversary, which is unbelievable to think we've been doing it that long. And we were one of the first festivals or events that happened the weekend after Thanksgiving. And we're mainly doing this on the Friday and Saturday, and all of our year-round businesses still will be open on Sunday also. The important elements of this whole festival is good food, hospitality. We want you to feel a part of a Danish Christmas. We have many things going on. One of the things, well, of course, again, is Friday and Saturday. And on Friday and Saturday, we have are, which I call them almost like pop-up things. They're the original boutique and quilt sale, which is at the Kimbolton Lutheran Church. It represents over 30 folk artists. It's called A Prairie Christmas. They've been with us since day one. At the Elkhorn Town Hall is the Main Street Country Boutique. This is their 19th annual to come to the Yule Fest. And pretty much new is the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbolton. It's the old sale barn. It's full of vendors, including a barbecue food trailer. And also behind the egg crate is the junk market, they call it. I guess the correct term is vintage Christmas junk style, and that is right behind the egg crate. So we have four fun locations that aren't here year-round that are just for that weekend, and that is both Friday and Saturday. And, of course, we have our retail that's here year-round that we really appreciate. The Egg Crate, you know, has 50 vendors there. We have the Danish Inn restaurant that's here year-round, and, of course, you know how good that food is, Jim. And then, too, we have the new restaurant called the Flour Mill, which specializes in pizzas and pastas and subs, and that's up on Upper Main Street in Elkhorn. And then also for food, we have the free pancakes and sausages, which is put on by the Better Elkhorn Club Saturday night. They'll be selling the Better Elkhorn Club cookbook, the history books, and also the firemen will be having their new calendar to help raise funds for a vehicle for the fire station. And that is Saturday from 5 to 7. We also have the old Danish workshop. It's right across from the windmill. He's like Santa's workshop. It's really fun to go in there and see what he has. And, of course, Danish countryside vines and wines and their Vinhus will be open, both businesses, both days. And we invite you to their businesses, too. And, of course, we have our nonprofits in the Danish villages. We have the Museum of Danish America. We'll be having two new exhibits, the one called Two Nationalities and Danish Children Growing Up in America. They, again, will have their museum shop stocked. They have the Christmas tree. They have the Lego area, and they're giving free tours along with Bestemor's House. And, of course, Bestemor's is the Danish word for grandmothers. And it's a lovely home, a Victorian grandmother's house, and that's both Friday and Saturday. And, of course, the windmill is going on 39 years, and we have their old-fashioned Christmas market to depict what they do in Denmark at Christmas time. And, of course, they'll be serving glögg, which is a Scandinavian winter drink. It's fun to see. At the Museum of Danish America, they'll be doing children's activities, also free admission. And new this year, and I'm not quite for sure, I haven't gotten much information, but there will be a train exhibit at the Elkhorn Library. And Saturday night after the free pancakes and sausage, there's the annual Yule Fest concert. And that's at 7 o'clock, and this is getting to be a really neat tradition. It's local people that put on classical, contemporary Christmas carols and more, and afterwards there's lunch in the basement, plus dancing around the Christmas tree, so it is a fun time. Something new, the Daisy Girl Bath and Body, she's the one that hand-makes her products. She wholesales all over the nation. She's putting in a little tiny coffee shop inside of her business now on Main Street, and that's Daisy Girl's Bath and Body. At New Century Art Guild in Kimbleton, both days will be open 9 to 5. That's on Main Street in Kimbleton. And they'll be doing a free workshop on how to make Danish woven heart baskets at 2 o'clock on Friday. They also will be having art for sale. And this is veterans art that's for sale by professional artists. And then they'll be also selling some stuff by a local guy, Cody Haas. And it's really something to see.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. All right, you know, you've got Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, and everybody gets excited about all that, but you can kind of wrap all that up into one on Friday and Saturday at Yule Fest because you've got so much variety.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, it's again, the people that are here year-round, but then there's the full four specialty pop-up events that's going on. You know, there's that Junk Style behind the Egg Crate, the old Cell Barn in Kimbleton with their vendors and a barbecue wagon. And one of the really fun things is our second annual Naughty or NISA 5K Polar Run. And it's from the Mermaid in Kimbleton to the Windmill in Elkhorn. And that's Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, a registration of $20. But they're giving out prizes for the funniest Danish costume or an elf costume. They're starting out with peppermint patties at the Mermaid and then ending with hot chocolate and glug at the Windmill at the finish line. Just a lot of fun things that are going on.
Lisa, do you get a lot of feedback from folks that have come back year after year to some of the things that they find, some of the experiences they have during Yule Fest?
Well, it's a family event, and it's something that's inexpensive. Just a lot of the things are free. Of course, people come for the food, and we are blessed to have like 5 restaurants now here in Elkhorn. So, you know, they're coming for the experience also, their Danish heritage, and you don't have to be Danish to come to the Danish villages. Last year, I think we had 27 different states that we had visitors from. We're lucky to be that close to Interstate 80 and halfway between Des Moines and Omaha that we do get a good draw. And people know we have the alumni that come back year after year, and it's a good family weekend because of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've really, I think, struck a pretty good balance, too, between, you know, what you offer there and what folks are looking for when they do come to visit. Not everyone wants to go to a big amusement park somewhere and deal with all the stress and hassles and costs and whatever. Sometimes folks are looking for just a nice opportunity to kind of relax and spend just a nice day with some good folks, some good food, and, you know, not be stressed out all the time.
Yeah, you know, and we encourage people to shop small, shop local, experience a small communities versus going to the city. You know, we had this festival before they even coined the term Black Friday, you know. So I think it's a good tradition and to bring those values to your family. It's a great fun event.
Well, like I say, if you offer them what they're looking for, they will definitely find you, and they will not only show up once, but they will come back again. Folks like a good time, and they like to be treated well.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, this is our 36th annual, so we've done it a lot. We keep bringing in new things. We have musicians. We have a Santa Claus. You're just going to have to hunt him down, but he'll be around. Again, the Polar Run, if anybody's into exercise, and you'll get warmed up going up that Kimbleton Hill, going south to Elkhorn. It's just a fun time, and we encourage you, Jim. You're going to come as an elf. And
if anyone is interested in exercise, that kind of sounded like you weren't probably going to be doing that.
I think I'll have a stopwatch.
There you go. Yeah. Where's my scooter?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Lisa, if folks want to learn more, can they do that online, too?
Yes, DanishVillages.com or the DanishWindmill.com. We have the brochure electronic copy on both of our websites. Also, when you come into Elkhorn, you can stop at any of these participating businesses to pick up the brochure. We have a map, the whole bit, and it's just, it's a fun event. And, of course, a windmill will have the lights on, so it's a beautiful sight to see on Saturday evening.
Excellent. Lots of ways to celebrate the holidays. And, you know, the nice thing is we have plenty of weekends left to do that. So here's an opportunity for you this weekend with Julefest, the 36th annual celebration in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton. Hope you get a chance to get up and enjoy and stop by and say hi to the good folks in Danish country. Lisa, thanks again so much.
Thank you.